The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that we have a Chiyuv Haskara, we have an obligation to mention in Yonei Diyoma. On Shabbos, we have to mention Shabbos in our davening and in our benching. On Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif. So on Shabbos, we mention Ritzei in our benching. On Yontif, we mention Yalo V'Yavo. On Rosh Chodesh, we mention Yalo V'Yavo. What is the halacha if one forgets Ritzei on Shabbos? So the principle is, if you have a chi of suda, if you have a chi of tas, then one is obligated to repeat the benching. So on Shabbos, one has an obligation to have shalosh sudas, three sudas. So therefore, if you forget Ritzei Friday night, if you forget Ritzei Shabbos morning, Shabbos lunch, one has an obligation to repeat the benching. What about shalosh sudas? So shalosh sudas, we pass, and you don't have to go back. Why you have to eat three meals? Why don't you have to go back? So the poskim say, since there are some shitas in the Rishonim that say one is not obligated to have pas, bread, for the third meal, you could be yotzei shalosh sudas to other foods. So therefore, we paskin, you don't have to go back. So ritzei, you go back for the first two meals, not the third meal. On yontif, there's a chi of suda. So hence, if one forgets yalav yavo on yontif, one has to go back. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, so it's praiseworthy to eat on Rosh Chodesh, but there's no chi of suda. So if one forgets to say yalav yavo and Birkas Hamazon, one does not have to go back. So that's talacha Shabbos, you go back. Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. What happens if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. So you have a chiyav and benching to mention Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. So clearly, if you forget Ritzei, one has to go back. What about if you forget to say Yalav Yavo? What we just said, if you say don't say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back. But perhaps maybe it's different today, since Shabbos, it's Shabbos as well. Shabbos, there is a chiyav suda. It's true, it's not stemming from Rosh Chodesh, but the day itself requires you to have a suda. So would it make a difference if you got Yalav Yavo on a Rosh Chodesh that falls out during the week, everybody agrees you don't go back. What about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? And the Torah quotes in Kuf Peches and Birkas Hamazon, he quotes a machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Yechiel. Rav Yosef says, Ein magzirin. Just like you don't go back during the week, you don't go back on Shabbos. And Rav Yechiel says, magzirin, you do have to repeat. And what's Rav Yechiel's proof? Why does Rav Yechiel say that one has to go back if they forget Birkas Hamazon, if they forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh Shachol B'Shabbos? So Rav Yechiel's proof seems to be, the priest explains as follows, that when Yom Kippur, we know, is a day which is chayiv in five tefillas. Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. You have five tefillas on Yom Kippur. And as well, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you still have five tefillas, but you have a special mention, you have to add Shabbos into the tefillas. So the halacha is, if you leave out Shabbos, you have to be chose, you have to repeat. And the preacher writes, even on Ne'ilah, even though Ne'ilah is not really a din in Shabbos, it's a din of a tiny seabor, we just do it today only on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, the preacher writes that one has to be chose. So we see, so Rabbi Yechiel says, this like when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and the Ilah is a din in the tiny seabor, and yet if you forget Shabbos, you have to go back. So too over here, if you forget Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to be chozer. That's the opinion of Yechiel. We make a split lahalacha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yechia. We paskin by benching Ein Magzirin. But by Ne'ilah and Shabbos, we've paskin, if you forget to mention Shabbos and Ne'ilah, you do go back. So what's in the Kudas HaMachlokas? What is the issue here between Rav Yosef and Rav Yechio, whether one is Choser or not? So the issue seems to be, how do we view these two Kedushas? Kedusha Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh. So really the Rambam seems to say that the only time, biblically speaking, you have Kedusha Achas is when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah, we don't have two Kedushas because it's only Midrabanan. I mean, Torah, only the first day of Rosh Hashanah is biblical, Midrabanan the next day. So they point out, however, but in theory, not when Kiddush HaKol Shabbos, but we don't have it today, but on the calendar, if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday or Sunday, so then you'd have a case of Kedusha Achas. But we don't have it today because the calendar can't fall out that way. So the only time you have Kedusha Achas min HaTorah is Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos, where it's Kedusha Achas, so then we pass in Yechozer. It's all the same Kedusha. It fuses into one Kedusha. And therefore, if you forget Shabbos in the Iwa, it's like you didn't do the appropriate one. It's all fused together. It's a Shabbos Kippur, and therefore you have to be Chozer. Masha Ein Kein, Rosh Chodesh Achol B'Shabbos, they're obviously not the Shtei Kedushas, they're very far apart. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are very similar. Not identical, but similar, so you can have a Kedusha Achat. Even Shabbos and Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushas, and certainly Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, and that's why, in fact, that's how the Avdei Nezer writes in a different context. The Gemara talks about which days are required to say Hallel. So the Gemara says, wants to know, what about Shabbos? Why don't we say Hallel? The Gemara says, because it's not called the Moed. So the Gemara says, so what about a full Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Our Chatzi Hallel is only a minig on Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say a full Hallel? It's called the Moed. So it says, it's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha. So the Avdei Nezer asked, so what about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So then, maybe you should have to say a full Hallel, because it's Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, and there is an Isser Malacha today, although it's not stemming from Rosh Chodesh. So the Avdei Nezer points out, we see from this Gemara, that the only time the Mechayev of Hallel, it has to come from the same Mechayev. In other words, it has to be the same Mechayev that says it's a Moed and it's a Malacha. If a Moed is coming from Rosh Chodesh, and Ikshar Basir's Malacha is coming from Shabbos, even though it happens to be coincidentally on the same day, that's not enough to Mechayev Hallel. That's the way we seem to go. I mean, we definitely go, we don't say a full Hallel Rosh Chodesh for them. That's the lemdis there, because Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos is the only Shtei Kedushas. Only a Yom Kippur followed by a Shabbos, and you can have Kedusha Achaz, and perhaps a Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. And in fact, that's the famous Or Sameach. The Or Sameach answers the famous Kasha is, if Kiddush is Min HaTorah, and like the Magen Avraham writes, based on the Rambam, that we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush B'Dvarim with words alone, so then it should come out that one fulfills the mitzvah and Torah of Kiddush in davening. And therefore, it's the whole kasha, the famous kasha, remember, how does a husband make Kiddush for his wife, if presumably he davened and she didn't? So that's the whole discussion. So the question is, if are we chayev, so when, let's say someone's a chola, so we assume on Yom Kippur, which falls out during the week, there's no Chiyuv Kiddush. Chazal never instituted Kiddush on Yom Kippur. What about Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos? So some want to say, you know, in general, that when one davens the same way it works every Friday night in davening, so too it works here Friday night, one fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush in davening. But if you assume Kiddush B'Makam Suda is Min HaTorah, so clearly there's no Kiddush Min HaTorah. But so the Or Sameach writes, he wants to say it's true, on Yom Kippur there's no Shabbat, there's no Chiyuv Kiddush, and on Shabbos there is, but a Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, it's a fused Kiddush, it's no longer Shabbos, it's no longer Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur Shabbos, and that's a day which we're not obligated in Kiddush. So again, we see this fused Kiddush, the Or Sameach's writing, hence one would not have to make Kiddush, he claims, for a cholash yesh bo sakana that has to eat. And it's an interesting discussion, a machlokes Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on the same issue, similar issue, regarding Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we know Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we have a special musaf for Rosh Chodesh, Atar Yitzarta. So Rav Moshe talks about a case back in Europe. Someone was put in jail who was on Shabbos, and they didn't give him a sitter, and he had to dive him Baal Peh. He happened to know the Shabbos Musaf by heart, but he didn't know Atar Yitzarta, so he just dive in the Shabbos Musaf. And lo and behold, that a couple hours later, he got released. So now, he wanted to know, he asked Rav Moshe, what should he do? Should he dive in Atar Yitzarta now? So Rav Moshe says, no, you already daven Shabbos, or you just daven the regular Musaf for Rosh Chodesh during the week. And that's what he did. And Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees and said that no, Yechayev and Atar Yitzarta. So what's in the Kuda? So Rav Moshe seems to be saying Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they're clearly two different Kedushas. It's two different Mechayevim, so you already fulfilled Shabbos, now you just need Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rav Shlomo Zalman has told it's not really Kedusha Achas, but he holds the Takanas Chazal, when the Chachamim had said, to say Atar Yitzarta, that was a special Shemona Esrei with the fused Kedusha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he would say you have to go back and say Atar Yitzarta. So that seems to be the same, that seems to be in the Kuda here, but the bottom line is, the Torah quotes a Machlokas, Rav Yechiel and Rav Yosef, whether on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh you leave out Yala v'Yavo. Rav Yosef says Ein Magzirin. Rav Yechiel says Magzirin. We passed in like Rav Yosef Ein Magzirin because it's not the same fused Kedusha. It's not Kedusha Achas, and therefore it's true it's Shabbos, but you only left out Yala v'Yavo. And for us the Rosh Chodesh angle, it's like one's not obligated to go back during the week. So too, one is not obligated to go back on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh as well.